My name is Miranda Gillum. I actually am a recent graduate from the Agricultural and Applied Economics Department at Texas Tech University. So today I'm going to go over some of the research I conducted for my thesis. If you were here last year, this kind of goes along the lines of what I did then. It is a little bit different, but I'm still focusing on the field print calculator as that's what I wrote my thesis over. I would like to thank the National Cotton Council and the Texas Alliance for Water Conservation for funding this project. So the field print calculator is an analytical tool developed by Field the Market, the Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture. Field the Market, if you don't know about it, is actually a collaboration of grower organizations, conservation groups, food, retail, restaurant, and beverage companies, as well as universities and private sector partners. The calculator evaluates crop production operations and computes their sustainability and operational efficiency. A producer's sustainability is actually measured using 7 sustainability metrics in the calculator. And a lower value for these metrics is more desirable. So an index or a sustainability metric of 80 is going to be better than that of 100. So these are the 7 metrics that are found in the calculator. There's land use, irrigation water use, energy use, greenhouse gas emissions, soil conservation, soil carbon, and water quality. As you can see, the first 4 metrics are calculated on an input per unit of output basis. Soil conservation is calculated as tons of soil loss per acre per year as a percentage of the soil T value. A soil T value, it's just a value that's determined that it lets you know if the field, So the soil T value is an estimation of the amount of erosion that can occur on a field without affecting the productivity of that field. And the soil carbon and water quality are indexes provided by the calculator. I do want to mention that energy use is actually comprised of direct and indirect energy. So direct energy would be your tillage operations, fertilizer application. The indirect energy would actually be the manufacturing of the fertilizer and other chemical inputs. So this is called a spidergram. Once a producer goes into the calculator, they can spatially locate their field. They will select a certain area of where that field is located. Then they will input their irrigation operations, tillage operations, chemical input applications. Once they are done, the calculator will generate values for these 7 metrics. And a producer can either quantitatively assess their sustainability or they can visually assess their sustainability, which is seen here. So the producer's operation is located in this purple shaded region, with the national and state averages being green and orange. So the data that I used for this project was from Texas Alliance for Water Conservation in Lubbock. I had data from the years 2007 to 2014, which comprised about 181 cotton observations from 23 producers. These fields ranged anywhere from 13 acres to 398 acres. They provided us with their tillage operations, irrigation information, chemical input applications, crop yield, and then we assessed producer profitability. As you can see here, there's a lot of crops listed. Our producers don't just plant cotton, but of course that's going to be the focus for today. These producers are located in 9 counties in the Texas High Plains or the Southern High Plains of Texas. You have Castro, Crosby, Deaf Smith, Floyd, Hale, Lamb, Lubbock, Palmer, and Swisher counties, but the majority of our producers are located right here in Hale and Floyd counties. As I mentioned before, the field print calculator produces calculations on an input per unit of output basis for several of the metrics, and for cotton, this is done so in a living equivalent yield. So, since cotton is a joint product of lint and seed, you have to account for those seed revenues. They just do a basic formula that accounts for the seed providing 17% of the revenue. So to calculate your lint equivalent yield, you would just take the lint yield divided by 83%. So in this case, I use the field print calculator to estimate the environmental impact of farming practices in the Southern High Plains. The metrics provided by the calculator were converted to index values based on the mean value for each metric, and I did conduct a regression analysis using ordinary least squares. The models were also run in SAS Enterprise Guide 6.1. So for the model, I wanted to see what the effects of irrigation and tillage systems were on these sustainability metrics. So the sustainability metrics were my dependent variables. As you can see here, I only have four listed. I have land use, irrigation water use, energy use, and soil conservation. We eliminated soil carbon and water quality as we're still unsure about those metrics. And for greenhouse gas emissions, it is a direct product of energy use. So since it's so highly correlated to energy use, we just picked that metric. And so my independent variables were irrigation systems and tillage systems. For irrigation, we had five different systems that were used across the 23 producers. That included LISA, LIPA, furrow, MISA, and subsurface drip irrigation. And for tillage systems, we split it into three groups as conventional tillage, minimum tillage, and no-till. Actually, a lot of our producers have strip-till operations. Some of that you can choose in the calculator, some of it you cannot. So we defined it as minimum tillage. In this case, there were other producers who maybe used one invasive tillage practice, but just a few less invasive. So we decided, Dr. Johnson and I sat down and talked about it, and we decided that a lister and a disc were invasive tillage practices. So any producer that used one of these tillage practices or three or less invasive tillage practices were considered minimum tillage, or any producer that used only two of these invasive tillage practices were minimum till. Anything over that was conventional tillage. So this is the first model where land use is a function of irrigation and tillage systems. Our base variables were LISA for the irrigation system and conventional tillage for tillage. I evaluated this at the 90% confidence interval, so in doing so, my significant variables were furrow and MISA. And since a lower index value is a more sustainable operation, these positive coefficients are actually a negative effect for a producer's sustainability. So given that furrow and MISA irrigation have a negative effect on a producer's land use sustainability index when compared to the base system LISA. I did conduct t-tests as well. And I wanted to do this so I could actually compare the systems to each other and I didn't always have to compare it to LISA or conventional tillage. When I did so, I found that conventional tillage systems had a negative effect when compared to minimum tillage systems. And furrow and MISA irrigation systems were significantly different and had a negative effect when compared to LIPA, LISA, and subsurface drip irrigation. This model has irrigation water use as a function of irrigation and tillage systems. Again, our base systems stayed the same with LISA and conventional tillage. Whenever I evaluated this at the 90% confidence interval, you can see that furrow irrigation systems do also have a negative effect on the irrigation water use metric. And this is only when compared to LISA for that value. But for the t-test, it showed that furrow and LISA irrigation systems were significantly different and had a negative effect when compared to subsurface drip irrigation systems. So the third model that I ran had energy use as a function of irrigation and tillage systems. The base systems stayed the same, and furrow comes up for a third time as being a significant variable. It, again, has a negative impact on a producer's sustainability index when compared to the base system LISA. And whenever I ran T-test, furrow, LIPA, and LISA irrigation systems were all significantly different than SDI systems. And the last model that I ran had soil conservation as a function of the irrigation and tillage systems. As you can see here, we kind of switch paths a little bit. You see some different significant variables. As you can see here, MISA shows up again as being significant, but it's a negative effect on that sustainability metric. If you come down here, you have subsurface drip irrigation that has a positive effect when compared to LISA, and you have no-till, which has a positive effect when compared to conventional tillage. You would expect that no-till would have a positive effect on soil conservation when compared to conventional, since it's regarding soil erosion. But I thought those irrigation numbers were pretty interesting. Whenever I ran the t-test for the soil conservation metric, conventional and minimum tillage systems were significantly different than no-till systems, as expected. MISA irrigation systems were significantly different than all the other four irrigation systems, furrow, LIPA, LISA, and SDI. This could be due to the lower observations for MISA, even though they're not much lower than the other observations. The irrigation systems were significantly different from furrow and SDI systems. Across the board, our subsurface drip irrigation systems had a lower sustainability metric for most, or a lower sustainability index for most of the metrics. So just to recap kind of what I've talked about, I know it's kind of a lot. So land use, irrigation use, and irrigation water use and energy use were all negatively affected by furrow irrigation. It increased that index value, which means those producers were not as sustainable. And land use and soil conservation were also negatively affected by MISA irrigation. Soil conservation was positively affected by subsurface drip irrigation and no-till. I think it'd be interesting to conduct further research as to why maybe MISA is negatively affecting soil conservation and subsurface drip is positively affecting it, but I didn't get to that for my thesis purposes. So overall, the FieldPrint calculator is a valuable tool as it measures producer sustainability and the impacts of various management practices. It just allows a producer to go in and kind of see where they stand relative to their neighbor, the state average, and it also lets them compare their operation from year to year and determine where they can improve their operations. So do y'all have any questions? How long does it take for those to come up?
It's been submitted.
So yeah. I literally just graduated in December, so I would say another couple months probably.
Dang.
Yeah. Well, my name is Miranda Gillum, and my thesis title, I took a vacation from it, so I can't exactly remember what it's something about. It was exhausting. So it's about the FieldPrint calculator, though. If you just go to Texas Tech University, you can look up by my name, and you'll find it. There's not any other Miranda Gillum, so.
Okay.
All right. I'll be curious. Let's give Miranda a hand.